We saw two very differing approaches to the whole situation. Number one, she does a tosis. She does a tosis that I'd have two chiyuvei hatzala that contradict each other. You don't know what to do. Sheval Taisadif. This is similar but different than the Mishnah's Vachim. I have two Averis from Bal Korcho. I have to do one of the two Averis. So I choose Sheval Taisa because that's a lesser Avera. Here, no. I have two Chiyuvei Hatzala. You don't know what to do. Sheval Taisa. Okay. Is that in general, or that's because Ein Docha Nefesh Mipnei Nefesh? I have no right to save one life at the expense of another life. So that's, Chaim seems to introduce, it's a very specific to Hatzolah. I have no right to save one life at the expense of another life. Okay. Then there's Rashi. That's Malachatosis. Then there's Rashi. What does Rashi say? Rashi says that, no, the whole Chiyuv Hatzala is the value of one neshama of a Jew. And if Ben Kach, one Jew is going to die, there's no Chiyuv Hatzala. So what's left in Aveira? The only reason you can cancel out an Aveira b'koch nefesh is because the value of an neshama of a Jew. If you don't have that value of the neshama of a Jew, so there's no heter to do any Aveira. So Rashi introduces the concept of Aveira. Those are the two different approaches. So therefore, there is no mokum. So Reb Chaim says, therefore, in the case of Arias, so the Tosis's whole problem with the Gemara was Esther Fahesi Gil Arias, etc. And he says, because Sheval Taisa, according to the Rambam, that doesn't apply. Then, during this morning Seder, I got two main questions, besides a lot of the side questions. One was Rashi and Yuma. Let's take a look in Rashi and Yuma. Which Rashi and Yuma are we talking about? Who asked me for the Rashi and Yuma? Bunch of people. Well, yes. Pei Beis. Amar Aleph. More sense like this. The Gemara says, Ubra Sheiricha. A pregnant woman. Something happened to her and the sakonah to her. So you give her food until Ad Shetosh of Nafsha. Chola. You know, Chola and Yom Kippur. Can't pass. Machin also Pibakim. Okay. So the Gemara then goes and says, Shein l'chadova omei p'hevkhnech nefesh chut ma'avor azor gil arayas u'shvichas domen. So, how do we know that? So the Gemara says, Gemara, we know, gil arayas u'shvichas domen ala, shiyokum yesha reo tzocha nefesh, benarum arosik siv, malamadnumim, So what does Rashi tell us by when he gets to Ritzicha here? The same thing Rashi told us in Sanhedrin. If he tells, I have no heter to do this aver of Ritzicha. They tell someone to be boel. They tell the man to be boel arusas chavercha. O teharek, yaharog, or you will be killed, yaharog val yavo. Aval he, then Rashi throws in. Ain't a mitzuvalim to a snafsh. Then endless a klum. Karkolum ba'almahi. Rayo dobe esta. Okay. Now, what are we talking about? We're talking about a na'aro hamu'urasa. We're talking about a chi of misa. So, what does Rashi say? Rashi says, in the case of chi of misa, this is Abaye. Abaye says, Karkolim is mutter. So according to Rashi, in Arias, Karkolim is mutter. Why? We just gave a whole explanation for the Rambam. That he was like Rashi. So, and Rashi says, what is the Hekish? But Rashi is different than Tosus. Tosus says, why do I know Maharon Urasa is allowed to do the Aveira? Because I learned it from Rotzeach, and Rotzeach is Sheval Taisa. Right. Rashi doesn't learn it. It's an independent limud. Karka Olam is an independent limud. Rashi is telling me two big chedushim here. First of all, who says Karka Olam? Abai says Karka Olam. So Rashi is telling us there's no machlokas between Abaye and Rava. Right? That's what he says. No machlokas. And we passing like Abaye, we passing like Rava. Passing like both. And he says, Karka Olam is matir because lo ain't a otsa klum. Karka Olam ba'amahu. And that's an independent svara. So it's very different than Tosus. It's very different than Tosus. It's a brand new svara, Karka Olam. Raya Ladova Esther. Wait a sec. The Gemara doesn't ask, but Esther. Esther Gilia Raya Safa. Doesn't ask that then. Master Pfayesha. So apparently Rashi says like Tosis, but different than Tosis. Then we have now an in between shot. Tosa says the Gemara knew that Gilead Rayas Yarag Val Yava. It does not apply to Sheval Taisa. Because of Sheval Taisa, I learned that from Otseah. The Gemara just had a suffix about what? About Kiddush Hashem. The Gemara having a suffix about Kiddush Hashem says, Abai says even Kiddush Hashem. Rashi, when he brings in Esther, is telling us a very interesting. Esther was a Gilui Arayus. Either because an Akum is Gilui Arayus or because she was an Ashishish, either one of the two. And Esther is Gilui Arayus. And the Gemara knew that it doesn't apply Yerog Valyava because Lokov and Mice. Karkolam. And the Gemara only. So now we have a third shot. Rashi has done this in between shot. Okay. That's kasha number one. I told everyone, I want you to think about it 24 hours. We'll talk about it tomorrow. Second question. Ben Petura. What would Ben Petura? The Mishnah in Horia says what? Mishnah in Horia. Says, I'm standing here, two people are drowning. Who do I save first? You can't save one of the cheshbon or the other. No, that's not really true. Because if I do nothing, both are going to die. So Chiyav Hatzolah says, where don't we have a Chiyav Hatzolah? You don't have a Chiyav Hatzolah. If Benkach or Benkach, one's going to live and one's going to die. But here, there is a Chiyav Hatzolah. And the Chiyav Hatzolah tells me, if I don't do anything, two are going to die. So there's a Chiyav Hatzolah. Now, what do I do with my Chiyav Hatzolah? That I understand very well. The Chiyav Hatzolah, Reuven is going to be the expense of Shimon, but my option is both are going to die. Now along comes Ben Petura, says, wait a second, we're walking in the desert, and we have water. Who drinks? Chiyav Hatzolah me, Chiyav Hatzolah him. No, when you're Chiyav Hatzolah. So, there's no Chiyav Hatzolah. There is a Chiyav Hatzolah, because if I don't do anything, two are going to die. So, there has to be a Chiyav Hatzolah. Who comes first? So, does this mean Ben Petura? It won't be at the end of the world if Ben Petura is against the Mishnah Horeh. So, maybe not. The second question for tomorrow. Now, let us proceed with Tosis. Give me some water. Let's proceed. These are two questions. Everything we've said has to. Now, Tosis says, Estepa Hesheha. The Rambam is very, very clear. Akum Haba by Yisrael is not a rias. What? Now, here we get into a very simple question, a very difficult question that I spent a few hours this morning and I ended up in total confusion. So, good morning, Avodah Zarah. Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis. Good morning, Avodah Zarah. Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis tells me like this. What is the Isser? It says, is that Avodah Zarah here? More Avodah Zarah says, why, what was the gzera of Yayin Shalakum? Mishum benoseim, lamed vav amed beis, mishum benoseim. Okay. Benoseim, marrying. What if you're too friendly? If you're too friendly, so what's going to happen? If you're too friendly, you'll end up marrying each other. Okay. Mar says, "Bino Sam Deraisi, Tichsev Lo Sischatim Bo." So the, thank you very much. Lo Sischatim Bo, Mitzvah Deraisi. So the Mar says, "No." If you take a look in the pasuk, Lo Sischatim Bo, it's only talking about the Sheva Umos that were in Eretz Yisrael at the time. We also in who Chazal came or goes to Rafilu Charo the Kachovim. No, Reb Shimon ben Yochai says, what does the pasuk say? Ki Yasser is bin Chomach Horai. That if you marry Goyim, you'll end up worshipping Avodah Zarah. And so it means any of it Avodah Zarah. The rabbis call him a serious. So, Ma'ikel Amema, Ela Deraisa issues Derech Hasnos. It is only Derech Hasnos. But it's awesome. Also inu gozer afilu derech snus. So now the Gemara tells me something very strange. Snus nami bezdino shel shem gozru. The bezin of shame. Shame v'eved, shame. They made exera. What happened? So here we have a very interesting thing. Tamar was Mizana with Yehuda. And he told her, Hotziyuha v'tisarev. What was her avera that she was deserved to be burnt at the stake? Says the Gemara, the bezin of shame, and Rashi Machas Chav Gimel Beis says, wasn't a bezin, shame wasn't alive at the time. His aver, his descendants, and his talmidim had a bezin together with Avraham Avinu. And the Ravid explains it, Ravid and Avodah Zarah explains it, that there were the believers and the non-believers. The non-believers are not allowed to have any snus with the believers. The believers are not allowed to have snus with the non-believers. And she was part of the group of believers. And believing wasn't just, what is it? Here we get into something a little more deeply. The Ramban at the end of Parshas Emor has a very simple question. What the Avos, from the time the Avos until Matan Torah, they had a din of Yisrael, they didn't have a din of Yisrael. Ramban says they had a din of Yisrael. He quotes Chachmei HaTzofatim, they didn't. He says they did. We want to rise to the fact they did. Okay, now, since when it began, so the Ramban says, a Jew is someone who's a bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. From the moment Avraham Avinu made a bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the concept of people part of the bris. It says that Avraham Begaya Gerim, and so it was, what was it? They brought people into a bris. So people were part of the bris, and people were outside of the bris. People inside of the bris could not have any snus with people outside of the bris. That's a bezin of shame with gozer. I have a simple question. I've never figured this Gemara out. Like, who gave them authority over the Bnei Bris? And if they did have authority over the Bnei Bris, why is that mechayev me today? I have never figured that out, but it is. But the Gemara goes on. Dechsev ayom Yehuda hotzio v'tisarev el deraisa. What's the raisa? Ove kochovim haboa bas Yisrael, the moshcha basrei. So the Gemara tells me like this: it's not bezin shel shem. It is what? What does the Gemara say? The Gemara says as follows: that the Pasuk is talking about Zayin Umas, but the Pasuk says, Ki Yosser has been Chomei Achorai, that anything, any relationship that will pull one out from Avodah Zarah is awesome. So the Gemara says like this, Chasnus is definitely awesome, because that, okay. But Znus of Abbas Yisrael with an Akum, she will then feel connected to him and has a tendency to pull her away. Moshka Basre? Okay, so if you take this Gemara on its face, the Gemara has forgotten about Bezin Shoshem. It says, no, it's included, Lo Sishatimbom, Ki Yosser Es Bin Chomei Achorai. It's a simple pshat in the Gemara here. There are Rishonim who go back to Beis Din Shel Shem, and they say Deraisa means it was written in the Torah. The Torah confirmed the gzeira of the Beis Din Shel Shem. What does that mean? Fit in my categories of understanding Torah. I haven't fit that yet. But the Ravid says that. The Ravid of Avodah Zarah says that. Okay, it's a semi-deraisa, semi-not-deraisa. I don't know what it is. It could be the Torah confirmed it, and therefore it's included. And since the Torah confirmed it, it's like what Rambam writes at Sinai. It's mamshich with previous Yisurim. It's not mamshich Sheva Mitzvot B'nai Noach. It's not mamshich. It's not mamshich Gid Anoshe. Not mamshich Bris Mila. It's mamshich the Beis Din of Shoshan Ve'ev of Avraham Avinu. Okay. Maybe. That's the Pasha. This is the Gemara. So the Gemara seems to say relatively clearly Abbas Yisrael in the Akhmon of Bais Yisrael, somehow the Torah asked the Kiyos has been Chomer Chorin. But, Rambam writes, it's not a Rias. Not a Rias. The Noye Harik Val Yavar on it because of a Rias. Now, the only time Tosfos says it may be a Rias is if she's an Eishes Ish. Now, so the question, here's Rabbeinu Tam. What did Rabbeinu Tam say? That, and then also told Zadakash, the Gemara Ksubas. What did the Gemara Ksubas say? Gemara Ksubas said like this. Just read it through. Gemara says, Mishnei Sakona. And what's the Sakona? My sakana, ilay mido amri psula niti notse yom ravi. He hare nog, that means, lagan nek, amrava the amri psula nisbi yom ravi, ki boil the hegmon. You're talking about she's a naira marasa before the suin. When is the suin? So the hegmon, the Roman governor said, no. He wants to be boil every psula before she goes to the suin. And therefore it's a sakona. So the Gemara says, I sakon onusu, mishun di ikat snuos, the mosin of shaylik tala. The snuos would resist it and they're going to be killed. Now, Rashi and Tosis both say, and all Bisharim say that snuos, why? Because they did not want to become also to their husbands. No. So if you tell them it's all right, that snuos will do it under onus. But there are a lot of prutzos that wouldn't mind having a goy. And therefore, we have a problem. Also, Eishes Kohen will be also. Eishes Kohen, Nivelas La'akam, is also to her husband. Okay. But the Gemara does seem to say that there is no Yehorek Val Yavor on a goy to an Eishes Ish, an Arusa. Seems to be a black and white Gemara. Now, is that only to a goy to an Arusa? The Rambam, when he talks about goy to, talks about goy to a Jewish woman. Doesn't say which one. She's a Pnuya, she's an Arusa, Eishes Ish, whatever. But the Gemara seems in the Avgimel on the base to say very, very clearly, onus is, there's no Yehorek Val Yavo on a woman who's an Eishes Ish to a goy. Why not? Now, for the goy, it's an Eishes Ish. Goy is an Eishes Ish, the Gemara says, he's Chayiv Misa. So this is Tosfos' problem. Lidrosh Lodon HaShari. My Kushi. So here Rabbeinu Tam says, no. And what's Rabbeinu Tam saying? Remember, we're talking about an Eishes Ish. And he says, here's Rabbeinu Tam. Ein chayav misa abilas ove kochavim. even if she's an Eishes Ish. Now the question is, the Akum will definitely be Chayiv Misa the Gemara Ein Aleph on a basis. That's not a Shaila, it's not a question. Okay, that's definitely not a question. And definitely not a question. She'll definitely be chayev. Akum will definitely be chayev. He was boel and eishes ish Yisrael. And even if he's boel eishes is Akum, he'll also be chayev. Not a question. Chayev Misa. Okay. Will she be chayev Misa? Will she be also to her husband? So the pashas, the way Rashi learns the Gemara there, in Ksubis, if she's nanas, so she won't be asked to her husband, she won't be chayav misa, and the pashas, it's mutter, even though she's an eishes ish. So therefore, if you take the Rashi in Ksubis and Rashi in Yuma, that fits perfectly. Rashi in Ksubis is the same as Rashi in Yuma. What is it? That somehow in it, Rashi says every Eishes Ish is mutter. Rav Meir Tam says only Eishes of an Akum. Is no Yehoreg V'al Yavor. Now, the two Averas happening here. An Avera of Eishes Ish and an Avera of what? Of Akum. In general, So Rabbeinu Tam has told us A, now he's going on to B. There's a halacha, Yeshizish is in so, is Asur Labala, Asur Labala. So we had this case of a woman who was an Yeshizish. She converted to Christianity. She was living with her, quote, husband. And then she wanted to do tshuva, and she'd bring her husband with her, and she was going to get a get from her first husband. Rabbeinu Tam says, now Rabbeinu Tam takes the next step. Mutter, he's not a boel. Zir Matsusim Zir Mosim. Okay. So, Rabbi Tam has told us another thing. The Hikshi Rivam. Now, Koch Biasakim Nesulabal. I'm reading also the Kaprutsos. Perki Shishinus Armala. No. Zamachokis. Between Tosis Yishonim and Yuma and Truma Sadashim, according to Rabbeinu Tam, is she going to be Osir to her husband or not Osir to her husband? We'll see what that's dependent on. Rabbeinu Tam is just talking here about being Osir to the Boa. So, he's Mutter to the Boa. So says Rivam, she's Mutter to the Boa. She is going to be mutter to her husband. It's making two things dependent on each other. And he says, the Gemara on Ksuba says, Isha shenech b'sho b'yad akum, ayidei nefoshes asur labal. Why? Wait a second. It's not so simple. The machlokas, big machlokas, being tosis yishonim and trumas hadesh, according to Rabbeinu Tam, she's also to her husband. So what's the Gemara there in Ksuba's talking about? Let's just see. Above and base. Ish yishinech mishu biyad akum, ayide momon mutaris labayla, de nefoshes asur labayla. Says Rashi, the mirtzi lahavsid mamon ve'einon mafkirin also. We don't, if they are keeping this woman captive, and because they want ransom, so we assume they don't want to lose their money, and they're not going to touch her. Nefashas, shehoisa nidonis lamaves, zirulabal, dehova nogam bohef kechoshish, and shema nisratza, v'echad mayem. This is Rashi's case. So be careful with the cases. Rashi says she was condemned to death. The moment she's condemned to death, so she feels they're going to treat her like dirt. And she wants to do whatever she can to save her life. And so therefore she will be willingly mezana with them. Okay. Now, so according to Rashi, has Tosis proved his point, or Tosis hasn't proved his point? Tosis wants to say that she'd be also to her husband. Why? Even though, what? There's a guy, if she's mezana with a guy, willingly, where Rashi says, mezana with a guy willingly, she's mutter to her husband. So what's Rabbi Natan talking about? Number one. Number two. How do we deal with those sheets of Yisharim said according to Rabbi Natan, she's mutter to her husband? If she's doing it, may rotzen. And if she's mutter lebala, she's going to be mutter lebala. What is the Rivam taking for granted? Rivam is taking for granted, and this apparently is machlokas rishonim here. Rivam is taking for granted that what answers her to the bowl is not the fact she was mezana with the bowl. No, answers to the bowl since he answered her on her husband, so therefore there's a knas on him. And if she's going to be mutter to her husband, and any time she's going to be also to her husband, so there's a knas on him. And if she's going to be mutter than Boel, so then automatically it must be that she's mutter to her husband. And the two are tied together, inseparably. That's Rivam's kasha. Apparently, let's assume going to Rabbeinu Tam, she'll be also to her husband. Going to Rabbeinu Tam, she's also to her husband because independently of the Yisrael Lebo'el is, he was born in Eshes Ish, a Knastin. She's also to her husband if she did anything Baratzin. That's it. The two have nothing to do with each other. So all Rabbeinu Tam is telling us is she's going to be Mutter to the Bo'el. Rabbeinu Tam never said she's going to be also to her husband. She's going to Mutter to her husband. Never said it. Some people assume so. We'll have to see how they deal with the Gemara. Well, okay, now it's an issue. Alma Gabi Bala, Locha should be a sock. Akum could be a sock. But, he says, comes along, and the Gemara seems to say that had Esther been Nivellis Barotzon to Achashvero, who should be also to Mordechai. Asher Avadati Avadati. Gabi Bala, Locha should be a sock. Akum could be a sock. Gamma Kohuna Nitzalz Barotzon. So, Rabbeinu Tam never said that it's a BS Bahama. Never said that. Because Rabbeinu Tam is telling us a very, very simple thing. Give me Gemara Brachas. Seemed to be some confusion what I said yesterday. The Rambam in Perish Shishnayas in Demai. Where is it him? Okay. Ram Perishmanai is described. There's a halacha that says, I thought it was Perik Dalin. No, it's a different Perik. What? Perik Vav. Perik Vav of Dmai says as follows. What is it? Why do we say Ak Geshen's guy can Tikin Shinola Domi? Says why? Because Hadatsu Amarfrit. There can be no relationship, no personal relationship between a Jew and a Goy. So, and therefore, the Gemara, the Rabbeinu Tam quotes as what? Gemara says, you have two identical twins. The mother was Mizgayer when she was pregnant. So they come from physically, they're both identical products, and they come from the same father. But they're Achim and Ho'em, not Achim and Ho'af. Why are they Achim and Ho'em? Achvus and Ho'em, because they were born together to a Jewish mother. So Achim and Ho'em. But they have no father. And since they have no father, they're not Achim and Ho'af. Achim and Ho'af doesn't depend on physically, it depends. You have a father, I'll be dinner. You don't have a father, I'll be dinner. And since the Rambam says you cannot have a personal relationship, Jew goy, so therefore they have no father. They have no father, nor Achim and Rav. That's halach. Rivam says, what does it have to do with this? The answer is very, very simple. So where's Rabbeinu Tam coming from? It seems to be a whole thing that makes no sense. The answer is very simply. Rabbeinu Tam says, he's coming from a Gemara says, why every Isha who's, it can be Chayav Misa for, because, why? She ain't bo mice, it's a lot of shame bo mice. And the answer is no. The Foshas are osos. Arias is not two independent people, it's something two people do together. And therefore, since they do it together, it's as if she did a mice. Oh, what does Rabbeinu Tam say? Do together means the personal relationship. There's no personal relationship. He was overacious, she was overacious. He was overacious with an anonymous woman. She was overacious with an anonymous man. An anonymous man, he's not the boa. There's no relationship. There's no relationship at that time. It's Rabbeinu Tam. That's all Rabbeinu Tam. That's the whole thing Rabbeinu Tam said. Okay. Continue. Katlin in Chayas, I will be a Sakum lo ifkare. If it came in an Esu Labal, Asu Labowel, Venitmo Venitmo. Okay. So, what does the Rebam say? What is the Isla Baal? What is the Isla Baal? Anytime this man asked her on her husband, he is also. Now, it was related. Here, gives you. I'll make a point. Most of you never learned your vomits. So, but it's a point. Now, Locha goes like this. It's Kinu Yustira. Kinu Yustira are what? That a husband suspects his wife. He tells her, you are not allowed to be yichud with this man. Okay. Not allowed yichud with this man. He says the kinu in front of two edim. Then there is Stira, she's misyachid with this man. Then she's also to her husband. We don't know, there was no, there's no. It's a separate iser. Yichud asks her on her husband. Will she be also, let's say the husband gives her a get at that point. Will she be also to the man she's misyachid is? The Rivam says a very simple thing. anytime she's also to her husband because of this man, she becomes also to him. Even if it's a case we don't even know there's no snus. The Rivam is a very interesting idea of why the Issa LaBaal. He says, Vinistra, being asked to the Baal, asks her to the Baal. It's a knas. It has nothing to do. They had a relationship. They didn't have a relationship. Zafilutim Tzaloma, Rabbi Natam Yolandis is right. But it's not that she's asked him because of the relationship she had with him. She's asked to him, why? Because he asked her and her husband. And since I proved she's also to her husband, so then Balkorcha, she's also to the ball. Continue. And Emilech, the Bahakbi Asil, Apugiakum, the love is commercial, Alma Fil Gabayakum, Shach, when it more lets all about. And therefore, but Rabbi Natam never spoke about the Baal. He only spoke about the Baal. But Torah says, it's one. It's all one. Because the whole Issa of the Baal is a knatz for being also to the Baal. Well, Paruch Hochav Oyasta Arayas Havet, Kimlai Dima Hanik, Time of the Karakol, Mimim Deloch Mechshav Yadlim Tzatz, Mishum Arayas, Tov Mirotzeh, and then he comes on what he talked about. Well, Nara Atzma, Shei Karakol, Mecha Yevis, okay. Now, what is the Gemara? The Gemara says, Yehoreg Val Yavo or Tehoreg Val Tav? If it's Yehoreg Val Yavo, it's only talking about the man, never about her. It's about Tehoreg Val Tav. Avo Kod, Avo Mites, Avo Nara Atzvi, Shikar Kolom, and Chayevas, and so on. The Gemara is Tehoreg, Yesh the Forish, the Tehoreg, Hanara. Kodim shetatz and mice, she should tov yaleh. Let's say she has to do something. The Ram says, it's Rabbeinu Yonasan, who's like Rashi. So, and here, you take a look at Rabbeinu Yonasan. He says like this. Let's say they tell her, go to a certain place and be mezana with that person. Tehoreg Val Tav. Even though the Aveira will be an Aveira of Sheval Taisa, but she has to do X. He goes very extreme. Tosis, I'm not sure he goes as extreme as Rabbeinu Yonasan does. He says, "I feel ready for Tehor. Kodem shetatsa mais shetovi olah as her ever." That means she grabs him and does something, so she's active in the maisabia. His Tosis is not going necessarily because what is all we know is Sheval Taisa. Tosis might go as extreme as Rabbeinu Yonasan, but the kash we asked in the beginning. That Rashi seems to talk one way, and then all of a sudden he says, Sheval Taisa, take a look at Rabbi Yonasan, who talks like Rashi, Aveira, but then says Sheval Taisa, and gives an example of the woman going to a place. Not she's active necessarily in the Maisa Aveira, but she's active in just getting to the Maisa Aveira. L'nechil Hashem, all it has to do is with the Aveira of Arias, he says. But there's another Aveira, Chil Hashem, who says Karakolam is Mata that. So he starts, because the Rivam is learning that we learn Arias from Shvichas Domim. Since we learn Arias from Shvichas Domim, so therefore, Sheval Taisa is Mota. And there's no Yehoreg Val Yavo. No Yehoreg Val Yavo. That's Tosis. It says, but there's another problem. There's another. That's because we learned Arayas from Shvichus Lomim. There's another Aveira. What's the other Aveira? Other Aveira is Chil Hashem. Who says Sheval Tais is Mutan in the case of Chil Hashem? Abaye comes Karkol and it is. Wait 1 second. How does that fit with Rashi? That means what's Mata the Aveira of Chil Hashem? Sheval Taisa. Why? It's a whole different. So apparently, Abai is introducing a brand new logic to Sheval Taisa. Tosas says the beginning of the Gemara had one logic about Sheval Taisa. Comes Abai and introduces a second logic about Sheval Taisa. And that makes it mutter even for the Aveir of Kiddush Hashem. So, brand new logic. Wait 1 second. So, we go back to the question we asked in Rash. Rash is passing like Abai. Abai is talking about Kiddush Hashem. So, now we have. So, all we did in explaining Tosfos and Rashi was one thing, understanding the Gemara's Havamina. But now the Gemara is coming to a Maskana. What's the Gemara's Maskana? That Karkolim is Matir Olaveiros. Olaveiros, Mokum Kiddush Hashem. So, why? That's why I said let's just. Now we have to catch up. We did half the job in understanding the beginning of Tosfos. Now there's a second half of job in understanding Tosfos. Okay. Now, of course, do we paskin like a bai? We don't paskin like a bai. The Rif paskins like a bai. Rashi paskins like a bai. The Rambam paskins like Rafa. The Rif brings both a bai and Rafa, and many Rishonim say there's not a machlokas. Ram says there is a machlokas, and that's where Rav Chaim was coming from. He's explaining the Rambam in Rashi and saying we don't pass like a bai. But the moment Rashi brings a bai, that's where the Rambam and Rashi split off. That's where the Rambam and Rashi split off. See? Okay. So now we have, Tosfos. But that was in the first part of the Svara, before we got to Abai. Now we've gotten to Abai. Once we've gotten to Abai, we have to understand, so where's Abai coming from? Okay? Abai has nothing to do with the hekesh between Ritzicha and. There's nothing to do with the hekesh between Ritzicha and Arayas. Because now we're talking about Arayas Bechlal. We're talking about all of Aris. A man's wearing. There's a Gzeira, a Malchus, that Jews have to wear shatnas. Okay? Goyim always came up with strange guys. They have to wear shatnas. Okay? So we have to melt the nefesh and not wear shatnas. Then all of a sudden, I'm wearing something I don't think it's shatness. I bump into this Goyisha policeman. He says, I'm glad to see you didn't realize this, the suit you're wearing is shatness. Do I have to take it off? I don't have to take it off. Abai says, Sheval Tais, don't take it off. I am being over shatness. And it's Shas HaShmad. Sheval Tais, says Abai, Sheval Tais. It's Chil Hashem, Kiddush Hashem, Sheval Tais. Right? So there's a whole, now is a whole different dimension of Sheval Tais. What has Tosfos done? It says, wait a second, I told you why the Gemara didn't ask the Kasha, Esther, Arayas. Okay, because the Gemara knew that. That's Parshat. Now Abai has a Chiddush. We pass like Abai? The Rif passes like Abai. Ram doesn't pass like Abai. Rashi does pass like Abai. Oh. That's why I said we'll postpone it. The answer of Rashi, that means the Rav Chaim is defending the Rambam with Rashi with a rejection of Abai. Okay. We shall stop here. Finish the Tosas. Finish the Inyan before we get into understanding Rava and what the Balamor Rambam do with it.